Imagine enduring hours of travel with a sick passenger whose cries of pain echo throughout the cabin. I'm sure even the most compassionate among us would feel the strain of such a trial. Well, in today's story, we discover how one taxi driver's journey to San Giovanni Rotondo becomes a test of faith. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, This is the Hour of the Angels, by Father Giovanni Siena. Within its pages, Father Giovanni shares a remarkable story about the miraculous healing of a young girl who suffered from some strange illness that seemed to have no cure. However, this miracle did not only change the life of the young girl and her family, it also deeply shook the taxi driver who drove them to San Giovanni Rotondo. Listen to this. A young girl named Maria Josefa Laporta was brought by her family to San Giovanni Rotondo in hopes of a miracle. The girl was afflicted by some strange illness that caused her body to constantly sway or wobble. Also, the poor girl continually let out sounds of whimpering and moaning, causing discomfort wherever she was. Father Siena recounts, I saw Maria Josefa in this distressing state in the long corridor of the ground floor of the convent. She was leaning against the wall while her sister sobbed amidst a group of women. Her father was also present, a peasant named Joseph. But the one who was most impatient, unable to bear it any longer, was the owner of the taxi that brought the Laporta family. Throughout the journey, he endured the continuous weeping of the girl, and he too hoped for a miracle. However, a miracle did not happen, and the driver started to fear he would go mad on their long journey back home. You see, it so happened that after the Holy Communion at 9 o'clock, Padre Pio appeared in the corridor, but he was quite stern with the girl. Do you really need to cry so much? He asked her. However, soon his frown turned into a smile. Go in peace, my daughter, said Padre Pio, giving her his blessing and placing his right hand on her head. But that was all. Nothing changed. No miracle happened. Disappointed, the driver asked the Laporta family to get into the taxi. He was fed up with it all. So they got into the car and drove off. But before we continue, if you've been moved by these remarkable stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of the soul, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. During this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are offering a special incentive. For those who join and give at least £10, usually 20, you will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel. You become a Padre Pio apostle, assisting us in bringing Padre Pio's teachings to many. As a member, you will also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to our story. Meanwhile, Father Siena recounts, Padre Pio entered the church choir, spent a moment in prayer, and returned to his cell through the dark corridors of the convent. He seemed sad and worried. Did you see that unfortunate young girl? Someone asked him. Padre Pio shook his head and replied, She causes me such sorrow. It was at that moment, more or less, when the miracle occurred. The taxi had advanced approximately 25 kilometers when the driver noticed a strange smell that seemed to him like burnt oil. Concerned, he stopped the car to inspect the engine, but he found nothing wrong. Yet, the scent persisted, growing stronger. No one knew what it was or where it was coming from until someone exclaimed, "It is not oil, it is incense. It's the smell of incense. It's Padre Pio's perfume." As you can imagine, the driver was left completely confused. He had never heard anything about Padre Pio's mystical fragrance, so he wondered to himself, does Padre Pio own a perfume factory? In that moment, however, the girl stopped her painful moaning. She regained consciousness and began speaking normally. She was once again the healthy girl she was before the terrible illness. Back to San Giovanni, commanded the father. Shortly after, they arrived at the square in front of the convent, where they encountered the same people who had previously seen the young girl in her distressed condition. The crowd could not believe their eyes. At that moment, the driver almost fainted. Overwhelmed and feeling increasingly dizzy, he collapsed into a chair, while Father Pellegrino gently slapped his face in an effort to revive him. End of story. Thank you for listening. And don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024 and give at least £10, usually £20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below. But hurry, because this offer ends in 5 days.